Now I'm going to spend some time going over what these screening tools look like visually in WellAgent. So they are not PDF versions, and you can pretty much see how this looks different than the PDF versions in the system. You'll notice that on the side there are tabs, which are the major categories of the CSSRS Lifetime Recent Clinical. And just as a reminder, that Lifetime Recent Clinical is used for ages 12 and up. And the format of the CSSRS Lifetime Recent Clinical is you have your major kind of section at the top, so it tells you this is the suicidal ideation section. Then it's followed by the directions for that section, so it's very important to read what those are. And then you start to get into the items. So for example, the first item is wish to be dead. The nice thing about this screening tool is that it operationalizes what that item is right underneath it. It's a descriptor. So for example, subject endorses thoughts about a wish to be dead or not alive anymore, or a wish to fall asleep and not wake up. So again, it gives you a more clear understanding of what should be asked here. And the great unique thing about these screening tools is that they actually give you an idea of the question to ask. And you don't have to ask it this way, but you don't have to reinvent the wheel either. So for example, have you wished you were dead or wished you could go to sleep and never wake up? So you'll notice that as we go through the items, this is going to be the format. And of course, we always want to use our clinical judgment when we're asking questions the way we ask them. Don't feel like you have to ask it this way. We always want to think about cultural considerations and where our clients are coming from when we think of stress and executive functioning. So just something to kind of, ponder, but it is nice again that we have something to kind of give us an idea. And for some clients, it might be great to just use these questions. Then right after the question, you're going to have these time thresholds, and I'm going to hold off on talking about that. We're going to get into some more detail as to why these are important in a little later. And then you have your narrative section. So if yes to any of the above, we're going to elaborate and describe what that looks like. So these are the first two questions of the Lifetime Recent Clinical for the CSSRS. The wish to be dead, and then we have the nonspecific active suicidal thoughts. These are the core of the suicidal ideation sections. Depending on how we respond to these questions determines what next questions we respond to in this suicidal ideation section. So the nonspecific active suicidal thoughts, here's our descriptor. It's general nonspecific thoughts of wanting to end one's life or commit suicide. Example, I thought about killing myself without thoughts of ways to kill oneself associated with methods, intent, or plan during the assessment period. And again, you have your sample question. Have you had any thoughts about killing yourself? So this is the core of the section. We're going to, in the next slide, look at how the pediatric version looks like. When the good news is, they're very much alike. The real big difference are the sample questions, and I'll talk a little bit about that in the next slide.